Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Hey, what up, what up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. What? Just Talk with Sam podcast. Oh, we have an epic podcast for you guys today. I have Jake and Lauren of Seven Birds, One Stone coming in, and we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about some music. We're going to talk about the origin stories of Seven Birds, One Stone. And if you listen in the background, you hear it? That's their song Monster. Their song Monster that can be found on their Facebook page. That Facebook is Facebook/SevenBirdsOneStone. Exactly how it sounds, spelled completely out. Seven Birds, One Stone. But before we get into the band itself, their Facebook page, and any of this other stuff we got to do, we got to pay some bills around here. So first, and we got to acknowledge some stuff. But first, let's do some housekeeping. First thing I want to say is thank you guys to all the people who went to SamShowNation.com. And hit the donate button. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And you guys, by hitting the donate button at Sam Show Nation on the homepage and current promotions page of SamShowNation.com, you guys are giving back a ton. You guys are cleaning up service space. You guys are making it cool for us to keep giving the free funny, keep having great guests, keep going different places. Everything you do, we put right back in the podcast and give a quality product. And I can't say thanks enough. Those who haven't been able to donate, what you waiting on? Go to SamShowNation.com, click the donate button, and give as normal, you know, whatever makes you feel like a good person. By doing that, like I said previously, you helped out the podcast tremendously. And those who want to help out the podcast and show and have a little bragging rights, you can always go to SamShowNation.com, click the store link, and you guys can pick up any of the t-shirts we have available, the stickers. You guys really like those stickers. Some archived episodes, and the iTunes app. That is very important because our people with Apple products, they kind of get a, by using this free app, I gotta say that, by using this free app, you guys get the lowdown on all the podcasts. You guys are the first to get it by subscribe rating reviews. You guys get 5 stars. Now, I'm not knocking my partners with Android who use the Stitcher app, or the people like myself who have a Windows phone and use the Windows Marketplace or however you listen to this podcast. But the iTunes app does have a pretty good edge to it, and you guys never miss an episode, regardless of what's happening on the service. By subscribing, rating, reviewing, you guys are in the know, I should say. So by doing that, you guys help out the podcast tremendously. We do have a few sponsors this week. Our first sponsor are the good folks at ScoreBig.com. Yes, spring is here and baseball is back. Now, ScoreBig.com has all the best tickets for opening day and beyond. And here at Sam Show Nation, we want to help. So what we got is a special promotion by going to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions page, clicking the ScoreBig link. What you do is you buy your tickets for whatever team. I'm partial to Detroit Tigers, but hey, that's me. But for whatever team, and put in the offer code BATTLERUP20, and this takes off $20 off any purchase off $100 or more. Hey, tickets can be expensive. Not gonna lie, even the cheap seats come at a pretty good price. But I'm just trying to help you guys out by putting the offer code BATTERUP20. Save $20 off your first purchase. Now, here goes something I'm not supposed to tell you guys. Last week, I went to go see Marsha Groshans. Now, you, what else? I used the scorebig.com link. Apparently, BATTERUP20 also works for other things that's not exactly sporting events. So it's not just baseball. So if you want to go see a show, or if you want to do a bunch of cool things, and it's available at scorebig.com, you're already saving 60% on 60 up to 60% on any MLB, NFL, NBA concerts or whatever. On top of that, I'm saving an extra $20 on all orders $100 or more. Can't beat that. So I suggest you go ahead and go to scorebig.com via samshownation.com. So there you go. Act fast because this offer expires the 15th of April 2014. Our next sponsor are the good folks at PetSmart. Yes, as I mentioned earlier, spring is here. It's time to get your pets out of the house. It's just what it is. Go outside, play with them, show your pets off. The PetSmart link at samshownation.com, by clicking that, you save with their spring saving sales, you save up to 25% in stores and online. On top of that, by clicking that link at samshownation.com, you save an extra 15% on any online order over $60 or more. No code required. No code required. So right there, you at 40%. Now, let's say you have to go, you know, you have to go big for your pets. That 15% is now 20% on all orders over $100. It's 45% off your order right there. So you can spoil your dog, cat, fish, bird, whatever pet you got. And did I mention, by going to samshownation.com, clicking the PetSmart link, it's free shipping on any online order that's $49 or more, and that even includes food. So we got your back. It's spring. You're doing it for your pets. You're taking care of them. You're getting them back outside. By going to samshownation.com, clicking the PetSmart link, you guys are helping out your pets, helping out the podcast, and you're saving a little bit of money. So go to PetSmart.com via Sam Show Nation with his happiness and every story. Lastly, and totally not least, the granddaddy of them all, you got it, Amazon.com. On the homepage and current promotions page, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would. Look, the internet was built for a lot of things. One of them is shopping. Who are we kidding? You're going to go to Amazon. It's just what it is. Only thing we ask you to do, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, take that detour, shop as you normally would. You was going there anyway. By doing that, it's a very quick way to help out the podcast. Whatever, by clicking that link, shop as you normally would, I'm not going to lie to you, you get a little bit of a kickback. And by giving that kickback, you help the free money go. Guys, whatever you feel like buying off Amazon, DVDs, watches, Easter's right around the corner. You may be doing some Easter shopping. Only thing I recommend going, go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would. Speaking of doing stuff, I will say, if you're listening to this podcast the day it's released, today is April 6th, I will say that on the 12th, that is this Saturday coming up, you can check out my guest who's going to tear down the house at the Magic Bag in Ferndale. Seven birds, one stone. They will be accompanied with LD and the lovely, lovely? Can I use I saw that video. Yes, lovely Caroline Smith. By seeing them in Ferndale, and I'm not even going to just get into how good those two phenomenal groups are. But since we're talking about Seven Birds, One Stone, let's talk about how good. You're going to have a good time. You're going to dance. You're going to really rock it. I put my stamp of approval on these guys because these guys are awesome. You know what? we always say, don't talk about it, be about it. Before we get into this podcast, I want to play a song from Seven Birds, One Stone, that's going to get you out of your seat. It's going to make you dance. It's going to make you feel feelings. And that song is Dance and Stroll. So let's play that right now. We're going to get into this podcast, and we're going to learn all about Seven Birds with One Stone. I want to say thanks again to Lauren and Jake for lending us your time. But before we get into all of that, here's Dance and Stroll by Seven Birds, One Stone. And after this, we'll be right back. Hey, I do it all the time.
Get good
I'm
going to
do this record button. We all started.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Look, I got my chai right here. So, chamomile, I mean,
that's good old
great.
Tongue burn. I'm ready to go.
If anything, I just want to say thank you guys so much. I understand you're busy. I understand you guys are just leaving another practice, getting ready for your big show right across the street.
Yeah.
Magic Bag, man. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm pumped. I'm super excited. I love Caroline Smith. Mm-hmm. I love what I've heard of LD. I've heard them a couple times.
Yeah.
We've played with them once, actually.
Yeah.
And we recently played at the Magic Bag, and it was awesome.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Magic Bag has, like, this atmosphere to it, so
it's
like,
intimate, but it's not.
It's the perfect size.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like it's the perfect size, like you said, because it's personal, but it still can hold a nice amount of people.
Yeah,
and if you need to, the stage is a nice amount of people. Actually, we were thinking about having one of our live shows there.
All right,
and at the last minute, we were just like, no. Oh, man, and we're at the Detroit Pub, so, I mean, that's excellent, but back on you guys, I kind of said this in an email off mic, and I mean it when I say it, you guys, I love your music, because it made me an instant fan, because, like, we're all native Detroiters here, we come from Detroit, yeah, we get it, Detroit has a bad rap, it does this, everybody from Detroit, like, yeah, I'm hard, yes, I'm the hardest dude, I slept on cement last night.
We don't sound that way to you?
You guys are the most upbeat. You are. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
And I kind of said it off mic. I was, I listened to I Lost My Mind. And I'm in the elevator with, it was me, some dude who may or may not be, like, holding someone's stock portfolio in his hand.
Right.
And someone's grandma. And I'm just, you know, just kind of in my own head, just like, I lost it. I lost it. Do you know how hard it is to turn that into a cough? You're like, I lost it. yeah. I'm not crazy.
Well, thank you.
That's just a testament to you guys, because you guys make good rhythms and you make good. Sometimes, I mean, we talked about the city a little bit. You need that poppy, happy go lucky influence. And I read a little bit.
Yeah.
I did very little research, like I do everyone I have a podcast with, because I just don't want to recite Google to you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but my thing is, what made you go in that direction as far as, like, hey, let's be upbeat. It's just fun. You guys sound like you're having fun with each other when you're playing.
That's a funny question. Well, I was not originally in the band. I was kind of an added member. So I'm sure that Jake can tell you what their perception was.
Okay.
I think it comes from, because, like, half the band, me, our drummer, and our other guitarist, who's also my cousin, we came from, like, a hardcore band.
Uh-huh.
Like, we were a hardcore band for, I don't know, 7 years.
Okay.
And that's how we got into music. That's how we got into, like, the local scene, is playing, like, hardcore, like,
uh-huh,
type music. And, you know, around the end of it, we did, like, a month-long tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we got back from this tour, and we were just like, we were thinking about it, like, none of us listen to that kind of music anymore. Like, mm-hmm, it's not us anymore. And, like, we weren't really playing what we loved.
You
know?
Guys got from the tour, and you were like, you know what? I'm not pissed. I'm not pissed about anything anymore.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
Yeah, and, like, we all kind of, like, when we were young, like, we all came up in, like a pop punk,
mm-hmm,
type, you know, scene, and, like, that's what we liked. Was that's what inspired us, like bands like Blink-182 and all, mm-hmm, that pop stuff. And
but so, you know, my kind of, like, follow-up kind of funny story was that, mm-hmm, I had just graduated from Oakland University with a bachelor's in human resource development. And, like, right around exactly 2 weeks after I graduate, I get a phone call from Jake, like, super pitching me a sale, like an awesome sale, obviously. But he was like, are you ready to do something awesome with your life?
Yeah.
Like, literally, kidding.
Wait. No, first what happened was, like, let's go back. Because, I mean, this kind of connects into, like, our band
true.
Name,
okay.
too,
okay.
and everything.
Are you ready?
So, like, we got back from this tour, and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, some stuff happened, like, personally for me. Mm-hmm. And I started writing, instead of, like, screaming into a microphone, I got a guitar, and I wrote this song, and I gave it to Jim, our guitarist.
Okay.
And
who's
he's, like,
also his cousin.
Yeah, he's also my cousin.
We
he's like,
family
yeah,
ties.
I like that, you know. And so me and him started working on this song, and I was like, dude, I need a girl in this song. You know, we need a woman in the song to hit these notes because I'm not used to singing at this point. Right?
Okay,
I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm
you
screaming.
You come from hardcore.
Yeah, like
you scream on.
Screaming.
You just realized you had feelings. Yes, I am aware of the hardcore.
Yeah, you know,
thing.
It's like it's no more anger, just like more.
Yeah.
You know, I had yeah. So
because you went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Of what
Jake's like not an angry person at all.
You don't
so
strike
that's the funny
me as
part.
Angry. Mm-mm. That's what you.
I mean, he's got some darkness, you know.
Yeah,
like,
but he's not angry.
Got some bitterness and darkness.
He's got some
but
darkness.
I'm sure
yeah.
he worked those demons out in that tour, apparently.
Yeah, and so we needed a girl singer, and we got one to get on the track because that's what me and Jim did that whole summer. We spent like all this time on my computer writing this song, and like we got a girl. Her name was Roxy, and she came and she sang on it, and we mm-hmm. thought she was going to be in the band. And we put together this band, and we were like, all right, you know, like, hey, do you want to be in this band? Hey, you want to do this? And it was a side project at first, but then, like, it just turned into the real thing.
Okay.
Afterwards, like, our drummer was just kind of like, let's just play this kind of music, you know? Like, we're like, yeah. Why not? The girl that was on the original track, she ended up quitting. And it was funny because I met Lauren about, I don't know, probably about 2 weeks before that uh-huh. at a party. Me and Jim were at a party. And
all of this is none of your. You have no knowledge of any of this, Lauren.
She's at this. Well, we meet her at this party, and
who's that guy? All right.
And what happened was, it was like I saw a guitar, and like I'm kind of introverted, so like I picked up this guitar, and I went in this room, and like I started playing guitar, and I was working on like a song I was working on, and all of a sudden Lauren comes in. And she's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like,
"They all have a voice for me."
What are you doing?
What are you doing? And I was like,
"Even that sounds happy."
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm playing guitar, and she's like, "What are you singing?" I'm like, "Oh, there's some words I made up. I'm trying to write a song, and for some reason at this party." And she's like, "Can I sing with you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course you can."
I
and
feel
she
better
comes,
just having hear you do the impression.
And she comes in, and I thought she was just going to start singing some random stuff, but she actually, like, she wanted to learn my words, and she made me write down my words that I was singing, and she started singing them with me.
We're harmonizing
and I was like,
them, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I was like, okay, like, I'm kind of crappy, and she's okay. kind of really good, so that kind of sounds cool, like, my crappiness and her, like, awesomeness. I'm
okay.
like, I like this. And so I sent her a text. I forgot what the text message sent.
It was nothing compared to the phone call, I'll tell you that.
Okay, tell me about this epic phone call.
Yeah, so he calls me, and he, like, literally was just like, "Do you want to change your life, like, right now?" And I was like, "Did you join a pyramid scheme? I don't want to sell any juice." And he was like, "No, like, you got, do you want to be in a band?" And I was like,
"We barely know each other."
Yeah, and I was like,
"Can you call me tomorrow morning on before I get up and, like, go to, hey, Sam, you're going to do something awesome with your life tomorrow, but right now," because I'm getting inspired just hearing it, because I'm looking at her face as she says it. She just kind of like, mm-hmm.
It was like that exact moment. No, it was like that exact moment that, like, you know, was in some cheesy movie about a musician or something where I was like, you know, I'm like, okay, I just got my degree. Do I get my 9-to-5 or do I, like, you know, sing with this band? And I was
okay.
like, well, I'm going to sing with the band.
Aww.
So Jake was like, all right. I need you to understand that, like, you need to 100% devote your life to this. Like, if you're going all in, you need to go all in.
Yeah, because I've already tried the whole college thing at this point, and, like, I'm in nowhere. Like, this is it for me. Like,
I just realized something. I don't know if you know this.
What's that?
And if I'm totally off base, tell me I'm full of shit right now.
Okay.
But your hardcoreness is just now spoken word at this point.
Yeah,
it's not even like you don't sing anymore because you probably wore out your vocals trying to be hardcore. But now, if he just talks to you, it's just, we have to do this.
He's passionate.
Yeah, obviously. And that shows up so much in you guys' music where he essentially tricked you into doing this.
right.
It was awesome, though, because, like, for me, I remember the text being really – the text was important for me because, like, I sent her – I was at work not doing my job at the time, and I think I went to the bathroom, and I'm like – because this was, like, right when the other girl kind of, like, quit on us, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to hit up this Lauren girl. And I sent her a text. I'm like – something like, you want to make your career out of singing for the rest of your life, and
do you want to do what you love for the rest of your life?
Something like that. And then, like, she didn't respond. It was like a half hour or something before she responded.
Yes.
Or at least
that is so fast for me to respond to a text too.
It was a long time for me, and I was just like, oh man, she doesn't even know who I am. And I remember getting the text back and it saying That is, it said, this is the greatest text message I've ever received in my life. And something like, you have to call me.
What the hell is up with these epic moments between you guys?
There's a lot of epicness in this fan.
I'm proud of you guys. I want a text now. Like, I feel cheated because
we'll add you to our inspirational like, 731 Stone text.
Like, I wanted a text that says, we're going to be here on this day to record this podcast.
But so.
Then the Rocky music plays.
My favorite part of the phone call, though, that I forgot to mention, my whole point of the story is, you know, I was like, well, what kind of music do you guys play? What kind of music do you want to play?
Yes.
And there was like this silence, and I was like, well, that's weird. There was a silence, and he just answered, and he goes, we just want to play pretty music. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he was like, just pretty. Like, we just want to play really beautiful, pretty music. And I was like, okay, like, all right, I'm down for pretty. I'm down for beautiful. Like, I guess you can do that in a lot of different ways, but I'm down for that.
Okay.
So I proceeded to, after that, look up his old band. And I was like,
you thought that's what you were joining.
I still thought that's what I was doing. I was like, okay. I mean, it's kind of pretty in a masculine.
You showed your mom.
Testosterone-y.
Your dad. Because, I mean, we had, like, music videos and all that. Like, you can look up our old band if you want.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that old band?
What she looked at.
A Second Too Late.
Yeah, we were called A Second Too Late.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so she I remember her sending me or talking to me and being like, "Yeah, I don't know if I could do all this."
I don't know if I could scream like that.
And I was like, "Scream? Like, what are you talking about?"
And then you Google.
I'm like, "What?"
Then he sent me the pretty song, the song that he described earlier that him and Jim wrote, and I was like, "Okay, this is actually really pretty music." And I liked it because I understood why he said that because I couldn't put my finger on what it was.
That
song is now Monster. That song, well, it was Monster, but it changed a lot. We had to readapt it to the new. We changed a lot of members, not a lot, but we changed a few members, and we had to change the song. But that song is now Monster.
Now I sit back and listen to Monster. This is kind of like where I gave you the compliment off mic. I was just like, you guys, I like your clever wordplay because Monster, you guys are saying some deep shit, but it's in this nice, pretty package where it's just kind of like, I can listen to this in the dentist's office and it's fine. It is completely fine. Like, but like, if you sit back, I had to rewind it. Wait, did she just make a Gacy reference? I mean, is that kind of like what you were looking for when you say, and I'm using air quotes, pretty music, where you can hide a lot of the
wanted
darkness, I guess.
We wanted something where we could we can go deep if we want to, or we can go, you know, political if we want to, or just anything we want to, but like whatever we're doing, we can hide it behind like this poppy, you know, pretty music and still have a message.
We have a couple of slower songs, a couple. However, we do have a habit, which is, I mean, it's not a good or a bad habit. It just happens. But we do, like, we'll write a slow, sad song, and then by the time we're done with it, it's, like, real happy. Yeah.
Well, that
and
you gotta
still, make people dance.
And it still has the same words and the same feeling. It's just delivered in a different way.
Yeah. I get it. You don't want to depress people because he did that earlier, and it didn't exactly work out. And everyone left the tour all sad. Remember the first part of the story? I guess...
Why is he screaming at me?
Is he screaming at me?
There's a lot of sad things in life, but that doesn't have to make life sad.
Look at you. Write it down.
You know what I'm saying? there's a lot that's
I'm sure
true.
It's like, already in the book somewhere.
But, like, with your happier music, pretty... The word we've been using, we've coined the phrase pretty music at this point. I mean, honestly, that formula is working because as I said, my meeting with you guys is the rabbit hole of Instagram. It's kind of like, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the. And then I listen, it's like a little clip. I think it's a live clip or something.
On the Instagram?
I think so. Okay. It's only 11 seconds.
So
I'm just going
through
the thing, and I'm just like, okay, I'll go to their Facebook page. Also, me being bored and not having anything to do, I'll go to their Facebook page. And then I'm like an hour into the three songs that's just been playing on the loop, and like,
okay.
I must contact them. I must contact them. They're good dudes.
I'm happy that you did.
Yeah. And so now, you guys... relatively are a new band.
Yes.
You guys, from what my internet stalking, 2 years, I'm guessing?
We've been together for three, but we didn't play for a year.
I think four, right? 2011.
In this form that we know now.
I think three and a half.
But, okay. we
didn't play for the first year we practiced, because I didn't even know what, I mean, I sang for fun. I sang at open mics. I had a ukulele, but I had to literally learn how to sing.
What's your go-to song? I'm curious.
My go-to song?
Your go-to
song? It's Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Look at you.
Yeah. That's always my go-to song. It's great. It's fun.
Mine is.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite bands.
All right.
Yeah.
Still in the happy... world.
Yeah. Well, I like twang and I like bluegrass, and that song's so fun to play. So,
but you guys are relative. But my point for saying like you're relatively new for a band who's only been around 3.5, but performed 2.5.
Yeah,
you guys are making your mark along the city. You guys have been, I guess, almost like in whispers of other people. Where I was like, hey, I think I know them. I think I have not figured it out, but I need to get with my wife, Tasha, who's usually here with me.
Yeah.
We may have been to one of your shows. I know you opened for Mike Leslie Band.
Yeah.
I know you guys have done some stuff with Shotgun Soul. I don't know if you're on stage.
They're fun. I like Shotgun Soul.
We haven't played with them,
but I follow everything that they do because I love their stuff.
So, hold on. Excuse me one second. I mentioned Shotgun Soul. Liz, I know you're listening. What's up, girl?
Yeah, I love her. She's such, I love her pictures. They just did a little photo shoot in the Heidelberg Project, and I thought it was pretty sweet. But she's a sassy pants. I like to follow her.
Oh, man, Liz is such a cool dude. She's been here on the podcast.
What up, Liz?
Several times. She's probably listening now.
Yeah.
I mean, she's awesome.
They're really sweet. Like I said, I think we were talking about setting up a show with them at the Berkeley Front at one time, and then I think just something happened where it fell through.
My point is, you guys are perpetually in the wake of something, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, you guys are no slackers whatsoever. You guys grind, you guys go out, you guys perform, and you're not the type who are like, yeah, I did this. I'm done. And walk away. No, you guys are like, all right, that's good. Same time next week. All right. See you in Berkeley.
There's so much talent. I mean, there's so much talent everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's a million bands that are talented. So, I don't know. It's fortunately and unfortunately. It's like you can't just be talented to stand out. You have to work. You have to – your band is a passion and it's an art, but it's your business. It's your life.
Got it.
So you have to – like you said, you have to be on the grind all the time.
Okay.
If you stop, your crowd stops. Yeah.
And that's what I was getting at. You guys are grinders. You guys are getting out there. You guys are opening for pretty much anybody who acts at this point. Do you guys feel like intimidated a little bit by some of your peers? Because, like you said, there are a lot of good bands. And sometimes you'd be like, ooh, that guy was good. All right, we got to be extra pretty tonight. We got to really, really pretty this thing up.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to be, I think that's going to be there for anybody. It's like, mm-hmm. you see a band that's really good, you're like, oh man, that band's really good. But it's kind of like,
you got to be on our A game.
Yeah, at one point you got to, you know they're good and you got to have that respect for them as musicians. But at the other point, you're kind of like telling yourself like...
You're taking an example from them.
Yeah, you're taking an example from
them.
And you're like, all right, I got to rock that just as hard, if not harder, So it's if I see a band that I personally think is like super good and like might be like, oh man, this band's so much better than me. It's more like a push for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thank them, because they're influencing me too. To go even harder.
Okay. You know? Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, let's bring back Magic Bag. April 12th, get your tickets today. April 12th.
Caroline Smith.
Oh, yeah, with Caroline Smith. Please, you want to do this? I can do it too. But, you guys having a show of that magnitude, is it, you guys are kind of sort of the elder statesmen in this lineup, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's your show. I mean... Do you also have that same type of vibe when you're just like, okay, this is us, that person before us, their job more or less is to tear it up just like you guys are?
Yeah, well, we're actually – Caroline Smith is actually headlining it.
Oh, yeah, wait, I said it backwards?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
It's Yeah, oh. Caroline Smith is headlining it, but
LD is opening.
LD is opening.
Who is another band from this area who also has a female front singer.
Yeah, and they're awesome too.
Caroline Smith is female, obviously. We
Her
have.
Name's Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline. That'd
that
be really weird.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're weird dude.
I mean, me and Jake go back and forth, so we have two lead vocals, but obviously we have a lot of female energy in our band, so it's going to be kind of a girl rock show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tried to bat for you. Yeah, I really tried to bat for you. But
it is. But it's not like.
All right. You guys do have a female fronted singer, but your team isn't girly. Actually, you're outnumbered roughly 6-1.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So, how does it. Oh, this is such a douchey question.
I just softened the edges.
I'm just going to trounce through this douchey question. How does it feel being a girl in such a male dominated group? I know. I just asked a douchey question.
No, I really like it. I love females. I love being around feminine energy, but I mean, a lot of my friends are guys. They're bros. Like, they're so casual. Yeah. Like, I love everything about being in the band with men, except for when I bring a pizza to practice and I want two pieces because it's like a war.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can understand that. I mean, like, you gotta eat. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. How do I say this without making myself feel? I like being the only female in the band. I like being the one to add the feminine energy.
Aww.
Yeah, dig it.
Jake, the bottle? I mean, I don't know.
No, it's great. I mean,
I like having them form an idea, form part of a song, and then I like adding the feminineness to it and softening it a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's cool because, like, if I'm writing a lyric or something, I could give Lauren a lyric that or a lyric that I'm writing and say that lyric I'm trying to actually target women on that, you know, on that lyric. I can go to Lauren and be like, hey, is this cute?
Hey, how does the girl feel about this?
Do you like this lyric? She's like, oh, that's so cute. I love it. And it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, or sometimes he'll write lyrics and have me sing them too. Like, I write a lot of my own lyrics. I write most of my own lyrics, but sometimes he'll write a lyric that he's like, I need a girl to sing this.
Okay.
And I like being the only one available.
Can we go back to that that question you
were... Dude, you could do whatever you want.
That question you were asking about when you thought we were headlining the show. And
yeah,
you were asking about the band before us.
Like, usually in any lineup, okay, when I say you're the elder statesman, usually there's a level of headlining or middling, which is tougher.
Yeah, there is.
Which is tougher because every band... You guys have all the respect in the world for each other, but you still want to stick it out. You still want to be the guy in the parking lot who's like, oh, well, you know, Caroline was great, but I got to say, and that goes with it. I guess my point is, do you still have that same drive or see, when I thought you guys were headlining, are you just kind of like sitting back like, okay, we're going to watch them. Okay, we need to do this. It's the same thing as I just said about middling or open.
Yeah, well, actually, a point that we do really do, like today we wrote our whole set list and we really adapt our set list to like other bands that are playing, for example. Like if we were playing with heavier bands, we would have written a really heavy set list.
That's kind of
like,
what I was getting at.
Right, but we wrote our set list based on the fact that the other two singers are, they're just not very hard. They're amazing. They're not super driving.
A little bit chiller.
Yeah, so we just made our set, you know, a little bit chiller to like adapt to them.
Or dancey, chilly or dancey.
And that makes sense. Like where I was thinking, let's say you're with harder bands. Mm-hmm. Will you guys... We really got to butch this thing up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just throw a couple of F-bombs. Let's just sprinkle a few F-bombs in there.
I'm the problem with that because, like, sometimes, like, I mean, we play all kinds of shows, you know, and there's, like I said, I was in a hardcore band for, you know, 7 years, and sometimes, like, we're playing a show that it's like, there might be kids around or like older people around, and Lauren's like, "All right, remember Jake? Like, watch
Jake,
your mouth
this is
out
a
here."
PG
I'm like, "Yeah, I got
show.
That. I got that." We start playing, and I'm just like, "What the?"
Yeah, I'm bad at that.
You know? Yeah. And,
like he did it at our Rust Belt show. I was like, "Don't swear," and he was like, "No problem." And he literally walked on stage and said, "What the f's up, everybody?" And I just looked at him.
Yeah.
I was like,
"But
Jake!
I can't help it. Like,
he just got into
atmosphere.
It.
I gotta
if
be
the
honest.
Atmosphere's there. Yeah.
I'm with Jake
out.
On this because I have a potty mouth myself." And sometimes when we host or we do the live shows for the podcast, I looked at a 4-year-old And as a, I'm a dad myself. I looked at a 4-year-old. All right, we're going to be making dick jokes for another hour.
See, I went to Catholic school. I swear, but every time I swear, I look over my shoulder. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting a detention.
I think the best thing I do, and it does not help, even if I know I'm going to swear, I still mouth the word. Yep. If I say, man, this is going to be great. You can still tell what I just said.
Right.
Anyone would have a break. It's just like, yes, he said fucking. I mean, like. But I get that. Yeah, so yeah, you probably got to butch it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're pumped to be playing with Caroline Smith, though, because we've actually, I think, if I'm correct, this is only the third show that we're ever going to play, or that we've ever played that is for like a traveling act. We played with Tristan, that was from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
We played with Fang Island. Oh, we played with that band from France.
Horace. Really?
Anne Horace from France.
No, so Anne Horace was from Australia.
Australia.
Fang Island is awesome.
Fang Island was really fun.
I don't know the word I'm looking for. Alumni of the podcast. They were here first year, man.
Really?
Fang Island, yes.
That's awesome. That's funny. I don't remember, but they were
podcast first year. I talked with those guys, and those guys are the most chill, laid-back guys ever, but just plain don't look it. They just don't look it. They just, they're good dudes, and they sing like angels, almost like in this weird harmonetic vibe
where
like three or four guys together all hit that note, and it was like, huh, I would never guess you guys could do that.
What's up, Fang Island?
Yeah, Fang Island. What's up, y'all?
What's up, guys?
I know y'all
listening. Shout out. Thanks for having us play. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm just really, I'm super excited about this show.
I'm kind of excited for you guys because your enthusiasm has now trickled over to me. Like, yeah.
No, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a very dancey show, I think.
I looked up Caroline Smith just to see, you know, what she was. I knew of her a little bit before, but I looked up, she has a single called Magazine, and she has a video for it, so I just watched the video, and I was like, this is a video with a bunch of awesome girls dancing out of their underwear and eating a ton of food. I was like, I'm down with this chick.
I gotta be honest, that kind of introduced me into Careless Will, because I've seen that video, and I'm just like,
I'm down.
Me and you watched that video for two very different reasons. I mean, I watched that video.
How do you know?
I'm just saying, because you mentioned food, that's why.
That's true.
You mentioned food.
That's
no,
true.
I was
he
watching
pillows.
Right.
I was just kind of like, yeah, I really like
pillows and
look.
Boobs.
You know what? I can out myself. I really like satin. All right, I just really, really enjoy satin. Satin's awesome, and I don't care who knows it.
Hey,
I don't even care. It's out there.
Yep. I really love satin.
I feel it.
But you guys, I mean, once again, I can't say thanks enough for doing this. Monster is a good indication. You guys got me in trouble with, some grandma in an elevator with saying I lost it and trying to work it out as a cough.
For lost planes, yeah.
I got to ask a million-dollar question. I mean, these are some great singles, but I'm guessing they're coming together to make one EP album anytime in the future? Or is it just kind of, you guys are just live now?
I think what we're doing right now is we are releasing singles at a time. And we're...
If we could, we would put out a full
If we could, we would put out at least an EP.
Okay.
Like, full blast. But I mean, you know, we're not...
We're trying to.
We do
that's our goal. I guess that's our goal.
We do everything ourselves. We got to pay for everything ourselves, you know, and so it's like...
Oh, yeah.
So it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And so right now, we just recorded two new singles, and we're going to be putting those out with music videos and everything like that. And hopefully those we can transfer into at least an EP to the future.
Okay. You know? I mean, you guys got an internet... If anything... You guys got an internet buzz. You guys got a buzz about you guys in the street. And that's kind of what happened. So, I mean, the only thing I can say, if you guys keep doing it, only good will come from this. Mm-hmm. Only good will come from this. Because, honestly, you won me over off of, hour, some change of listening to three songs.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to get together. You're going to pound out some more pretty songs.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to be awesome. I'm guessing this is the set lineup right here, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. One thing I do like asking any group that comes up, how did you guys get the name Seven Birds, One Stone? Even that just sounds pretty. Birds, seven birds, one stone.
Okay, well, originally when I was invited in the band and when we, for the first small while that we were together, we were called Lovers. And
wait, what?
Lovers. We were called Lovers. It was, the band was Lovers.
Okay.
Look, it was. I'll explain that one. Real
okay.
Quick.
No, you don't have to. Okay. Leave it up. To, you can't.
Well, it's kind of funny.
Okay, go please.
At first, it was just me and my cousin Jim in our apartment, and we were doing this little side project thing, and we were
called
like,
Lovers.
It'd be really. Funny. It'd be really funny and weird if we called ourselves Lovers because people were like, "Are they? Are they not?" So. But yeah, we were practicing at the Russell.
And so I joined the band, and I was like, oh, Lovers, it's such a cute name. Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. And then one day I was like, I don't know why we didn't think about this before, but I, like, looked up Lovers online, and there was a band traveling Europe that was called Lovers. And I was like, okay,
so couldn't be Lovers
we totally
anymore.
Can't be Lovers.
Oh, that was the breakup.
So then we thought about all these gimmicky names like ex-lovers and former lovers and all this stuff.
Jilted
and
Lovers.
Just, yeah, totally. And then we just thought, I don't know, it just sounded cheesy. But so we each wrote down like 10 names or 7 names or something.
We had a democratic process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a democratic process that took a long time.
Yeah.
But we like went in rotation and just like crossed out. What did we do? I don't know. We did something when we crossed them off or whatever. We came down to like 5.
Okay.
But yours wasn't even on it.
Yeah, mine wasn't even on it because I came up with Seven Birds, One Stone.
Seven Birds, One Stone, and hers wasn't even on the finalist. And we came up, we voted on this one name.
I don't even remember what it was.
I don't. It's not even important.
Okay, fair. Again, that was my next question. I was like, what just didn't make it? What got edged out?
I can't even remember. They tricked me for a day.
Yeah.
And they told me that we were called Spaghetti Meatball Midgets or something.
Yeah,
and I got super mad.
We
Spaghetti Meatball Midgets.
Yeah, we voted on something and we kind of left that.
I'm glad
you
brought that up because they're playing at the Crowfoot next week.
Yeah.
Spaghetti
I was like, I'm not being a band called the Spaghetti Meatball Midgets.
Because we left and we were that one band or we were that one name and then like we called you later on like a couple days later and we're like, yeah, we don't like the name, so we're doing
Seven Birds, One Stone.
Doing Spaghetti Meatball.
Oh, Spaghetti Meatball. Yeah.
But then, so that's what happened is like we were with this one name and it just.
I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah,
is how much
but
it didn't
have
fit.
No feel to it. You know, like we were saying it.
Okay.
You know, me and Jim.
And it was just kind of like, yeah, it's just a name.
Yeah,
there's no feeling to
there
it.
There was nothing there to it. And then, like, me and Jim were kind of sitting down one day and we're just like, dude, I don't like this. And he's like, you know what name I really liked was that Seven Birds, One Stone band name. And I was like,
everybody was kind of
like,
yeah,
so do I. You know?
I just want to raise my hand and say that is the least hardcore thing I think I've heard today.
I know.
So you guys totally got it out of
totally,
your system.
My past, right? I went to rehab for that.
Yeah, that is the least hardcore thing I've heard.
So yeah, all the boys liked it for different. Like the funny thing was that. Since the name wasn't chosen, I never even gave my explanation of why I created the name. So everybody made their own explanations, but everybody liked it, which is kind of cool because literally, if you ask any of us, we all have like a different version of
different
what the name means. But
I made
the name because like normally, well, I had never been in a band before, but of what I've seen, normally if you create a band together, it's because you enjoy the same genre of music.
Fair.
And like we really don't. Not that we don't enjoy. We all like different kind of music. Like none of us like the same kind of music at all.
What would you say you're into?
I actually really like pop music and Celtic music. Like, I'm a nerd. I like, twang music.
Celtic?
I love Celtic. I go to Celtic festivals and stuff.
You been to Celtic Woman?
No, I have not, but I have the CD.
I should not know that. But everyone's not as hardcore as they think. But yeah, I go at least.
Do you feel close with Celtic Woman?
Yeah, I know a few songs. Yeah, what's up?
But yeah,
she's
so the
like Celtic.
Yeah,
like Joe is like electronic. Like comes from an electronic background.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love like pop punk and hip hop, and you know, and like so we're all just from this different.
Our bass player really likes blues. But anyways, so I've made the name because like. When you come to a show or when you see us perform, like we're not playing one genre. We haven't mentioned a genre throughout this whole podcast. We haven't called our music one thing.
Because I don't know how.
Right. Yeah. So when you come to a show, the name means like you get to see 7 different musicians' personalities represented through one sound. Like you're literally hitting 7 birds with one stone. Like you're seeing.
You're getting hip hop, pop.
You're getting a little piece of each of us.
For lack of a better term, I have to use pop. Just because I don't know.
You know, the
else.
Coolest thing that anybody's ever called us, actually, which I loved, was like, what did they call us? Cinematic rock?
Cinematic rock.
Cinematic rock.
You know, I can see that. All your songs sound like they're coming from somebody's movie.
That's what they said. Yeah, yes, they were like, it's like they're like stories, and, yeah, they, and they start out slow, and then they get really epic. And
I have heard
that's
that.
What Groovebox Studios said about me, them.
Like, cinematic rock is a small subgenre.
Okay,
like I don't know, the score of She's All That and in every Sex in the City.
Great movie.
Yeah, I know. I like it. Like, Freddie Prinze Jr. is totally underrated in that movie.
What happened to him?
Well, he's like.
Is he just cheesing somewhere?
No, he was like a cop in something. Freddie Prinze Jr. and did. He's like Freddie from the Scooby Doo movies, and then he just went away. He was Freddie, yeah.
Yeah. That's
I should not know
him.
That much about Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's what happened to him. Scooby-Doo.
I love your interests.
Like, if you notice my. Like, I have the mind of a bit of a crazy person. Welcome to the podcast. This is it.
It really.
But yeah, three years into being in a band, and you know, somebody will say, "What does your music sound like?" And we'll all stand there for a second and be like, I always try to fuse two bands to give them an example, and I always do a horrible job. But I'm always like Third Eye Blind, No Doubt.
I don't know
what to say. I know.
I can see in some souls with
it. I have no idea what to say. Like.
All right, here's the answer from here on out. What does your music sound like? You just looked him square in the eye, Freddie Prinze Jr. You just walk away.
There it is.
Freddie Prinze Jr. And there you go.
I guess my answer should just be, you got to look it up.
Okay, that works too.
I would go Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah,
when someone
asks
me Sunday when this thing goes up, hey, what do they sound like? Freddie Prinze Jr. What's up?
I'll take that, too. He's got a great smile.
Excuse me one second. Shout out to Freddie Prinze Jr. I know you listen. What's up, man? We miss you, man. We miss you. You can go and take off the Freddie costume.
I love you. Love, Sam.
If I got a tweet from Freddie Prinze Jr. about this, I'm shutting this shit down. I'm done.
Life is complete.
But before we get out of here, one thing I do like asking bands... It's always a redemption thing. I'm not like, oh, I need to find the dirt. No. I always ask about hell gigs. Have you guys ever had a hell gig where...
Like in Hell, Michigan?
Usually when you have a hell gig, nothing goes right. But somehow you cycle through it. You get your courage and you just go through... Never had a hell gig.
No, we just had one recently. We had one really recently, actually.
I want to tell this one, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
We played a music festival.
Oh.
And,
which one?
It was called Stereo Terra.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be really big, and like they did all this great work promoting it. They did a great job.
We might jazz a little bit.
This way?
You're good.
All right, there we go. So they did all this great work, and it was a three-day camp-out event, and, you know, there was supposed to be X amount of people there, and... They're like, you guys will play main stage. So we're like, yes, let's do this. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
So we went there, and they were like, yeah, you guys will be playing at, I don't know, it was like, what, 11 o'clock in the morning? You know, and it was...
Not bad.
You know, so we were like... No, and then we were like, that's fine, that's fine. You know, we'll play.
It's a festival. There will be
people there.
Well, first of all, what happened was we were supposed to play the festival, and we got pumped, and then the festival got bumped from three stages to one stage, and they moved it because... They didn't sell as many tickets as they were supposed to, so we were like, okay.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning.
That was the beginning of it, and then like we got on to we got on stage, and I remember we went out there and we were all pumped, and we go out there and there's like
six people.
There's like two people out there, you know, and like the festival itself was awesome. We had a great time doing it.
It was fun. Like it was like awesome one of the best bonding weekends that we've ever had together.
Yeah, like we really did. We had like a great bonding time and. We saw a lot of great acts, but it was the fact that we played so early and, like, people were partying hard the night before, so, like, we came out on stage, like, all pumped, and it's, like,
two
people out in this giant field.
And they had, like, a blanket, and they were sitting, and we were, like...
And, like, we were, like, nobodies. Like we, you
know... Did they give you the patient clap, the... Yeah.
Everybody
No, I think
there.
It was, like, how are you guys feeling? It was just, like...
Good.
Yeah.
We kind of switched it. We were really polite. We said good morning. We were like, well, we know that everybody can hear us. So good morning, everybody.
So
we're just going to wake you up with some tunes.
So we just kind of looked at each other and was like, all right, well, we're going to play to all the people that are just chilling in their tents right now. Like, that's what we're going to – that is our job of this festival is to be that wake-up music for everybody. And so, I mean, we still went out there. We still killed it. We rocked it as hard as we
I'm
would
proud
any
of
other
but
stage.
But tell them what we did, to make up for it. So we're smart. We're resourceful people. So Well, actually, it was, I think, Jake that thought of this. But after we went off the stage, you know, we're positive people. We were like, you know, that wasn't exactly what we wanted it to be, but we're about to make it what we want to be. Yeah. Everybody's in their tents. So we went to the tent area, and we found a really beautiful spot on the river, and we set up, and we played a short set in that area.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, probably, like, 100 or 150 people came out and popped out, and everybody surrounded, and they loved it because
yeah,
we played where they were.
You can YouTube it, too. It's on
YouTube.
Oh,
yeah, we do have a video on YouTube of that.
It's Stereoterra. It's, like, just us acoustically.
It's Bottle. We have a video of Bottle.
Honestly, what you guys did is the epitome of a hell gig. It's, like, for a person who probably doesn't know that question was coming, either you guys can read minds and shit, but... The purpose of a hell gig, well, I always ask that question, is the worst possible spot you could be in. How'd you got out of it, and how'd you got stronger from doing it? And you guys nailed each one by that story.
That's the human resource degree.
All right, before we get out of here, I got to say one time, please, all your social media information, please put it out, because we're running out of time, and I just want to give you guys justice, and hopefully members of the Sam Show Nation go to your page, blow it up, tell you, tweet, whatever the hell they do. So please,
same
go.
Back.
And, we got Twitter spelled with the numbers 7Bird1Stone, and then everything else is spelled out. But we have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have
that's about what we have right now. I mean, like
in the next month we have our website coming out.
We have our website with a new music video that's gonna be coming out.
Yeah, with the domain www.7birds1stone.com.
Okay, and I will make sure I put it on our Facebook page and all of our information get out there. And I'm gonna annoy the hell out of you how much I'm gonna tweet about this.
We really love Instagram. Like,
we do love Instagram.
We
really
hit our Instagram
7
real
birds
hard.
Stone.
You know,
I'll
we're
make
always
sure
putting
I put that
out
there as well.
So
for booking, it's just 7birds1stone@yahoo.com.
Oh, well, there you go. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys. I know this is ridiculously short notice, and for coming here and just doing a podcast.
Yeah, we'd love to do it again.
Thank you for having us. It was awesome.
Oh,
Sam the man.
And you are welcome back anytime.
All right.
You guys are welcome back, man.
Thank you, man.
Once again, thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
About my future.
there you have it. That was Jake and Lauren of Seven Birds, One Stone. I will say, get your tickets right now to their show at the Magic Bag this Saturday. They are with some heavy hitters. Can I say LD? What? Can I say Caroline? Excuse me. Oh, man. I messed up her name. I'm trying to not die. Caroline Smith? Yes, I can say all of those. Stamp of approval from this podcast. The song you just heard was the one we referenced a few times in the podcast. That was Lost Minds by Seven Birds, One Stone. Something you can hear on your own leisure on their Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/7birds1stone, all one word, 7birds1stone. Also the same for their Instagram page, all one word spelled out, 7birds1stone. Twitter, little tricky, the number 7, the word birds, the number 1, 1 stone. All this stuff will be available on our Facebook page. That is /justtalkwithsam, no G in talking, just talking with Sam. Also on our Instagram, once again, /justtalkwithsam, no G in talking, just talking with Sam. And my personal Twitter, SamShow11 on the tweets. Those and everything else social media can be found on our website at SamShowNation.com. Hey, before I end this podcast, I want to get into something that's been kind of heavy. I just want to say this is, doing this podcast is always the best part of my week, and it is a blast. And I want to party with you guys on July 18th. We are going to be at the Detroit Pub, Clinton Township, what? 14 and Harper, what? For Roast of Sam McClain. I am Sam McClain. You have seen some of my co-hosts. They are going to tear me a new one. We may have a few musical guests drop by, play a few songs. We're going to party. We're going to party right. I understand you guys saying, Sam, this is in July. Why are you telling us this in April? Because I don't want no excuses. I want to party with you guys on July 18th. We're going to tear it up, and I want everybody's in the house. Now, there's a bit of a cover. It's $10. Same as our buddies that you can catch this week, Seven Birds, One Stone at the Magic Bag. It's only $10. This is the best thing President Hamilton has ever done. For $10, you get this week, you can see Seven Birds, One Stone. And on July 18th, you can see Sam Show Nation represent for $10. President Hamilton has never been more relevant in history. But either way, with the low, low price of $10 on July 18th, we're going to party. We're going to play a few songs. We're just going to have a great time. But if you need to dance this week, I suggest you go to the Magic Bag, see our buddies, Seven Birds, One Stone. Rip it up. I'm going to be in the house. I can tell you, that's the Sam Show guarantee right there. I'm going to be in the house, and I'm going to dance, and we're going to have fun. So that's a hype for July 18th for the Roast of Sam McClain, and mega hype for Magic Bag on the 12th this Saturday, Seven Birds, One Stone. Can't hype it enough. Speaking of that, before I close out this show, we are getting to the tail end, but Lauren and Jake were so good at just being good dudes. They gave us an exclusive. This song has never been played on any media format. Period, point blank. And you guys get the exclusive. You guys hear the new one. They probably play it on Saturday, along with a lot of their other hits, a lot of their other songs. This, I'm closing out the show with the new one. Seven Birds, One Stone. It's called Trash Nation. Playing us out of the podcast. I will see you guys next week for all things related to the podcast. Go to SamShowNation.com. All of our various social media stuff is there. But without any further ado, Trash Nation, Seven Birds, One Stone. See you guys next week. Peace out, y'all. Let's take it back to the smiles, to the laughs. Took so long to get past all that trash, all that trash. All that trash. Wake up to praise the sunrise. To my surprise, full of
and all these dirty little alibis. And where's the high in the dead of night? The moon and night, the chill like guys provide shine through these dark times. The rotation's got me spinning, my thoughts are thinning. Worse than a sex drive, then of course without the finish. And when I'm feeling spun out, I used to run out and talk loud to an angel from above, sent to call me down. Hit up on the town, hit up on these dames, they claim they want it, but always seem to punk out.
And the shameless, a pure fakeness,
cooking little toys now, prone to any changes.
I kill a microphone, I let it overdose with thought and tone.
And that gives you the pass to smile and laugh as I wander on through all of life's tracks.
Let's take it back to the smiles, to the laughs. Took so long to get past all that trash, all that trash. Let's take it back to the smiles, to the laughs. Took so long to get past all that trash, all that trash.
Let's talk about it. Quit dropping these touchy topics of media driven violence and praying to false prophets and how it's taking away the love, taking away the fun, making you think of a way to get a gun and popping off everyone. So lose your lies, tap your insides, gather all the trash, building up inside a bag and leave it curbside. We'll get low, we'll get high, we'll get stoned, we'll get by, and through these dark good times, we'll see the sunshine.
Feeling righteous cause we always talk peace, yet there's war in the Middle East, worldwide enemy.
Liar, liar, nation on fire, bad news, diabetic product desire.
Getting up, my blood, honey. We're fat and we're comfy.
But the rich get the money.
And we're falling away from our God.
And we'll never get a mess till we fill up with love.
Love, that's my interpretation of what